regret. There is none. Tick, tick, tick. The sound jumps through the silence, scratching against my insides. My teeth grind as my eyes shoot open, my ears straining for that incessant noise. Crouching down, I take the handkerchief from my breast pocket and reach into my uncle's jeans, pulling out his gold pocket watch. Tick, tick, tick. Rage twists around my gut and squeezes, my hand slamming the watch onto the ground. My heart races as I stand, bringing my foot smashing down on the hideous object over and over again, until sweat breaks across my brow, dripping along my cheek and onto the floor. It isn't until I'm sure of its silence that I'm able to relax. Straightening, I huff out a breath, slicking back my hair and cracking my neck. There, that's better. Goodbye, Uncle. Tucking the handkerchief back into my suit, I walk away from the man who I wish I'd never known. Now I'm one step closer to the one responsible for everything, and this time he won't be able to fly away.
1. Wendy. I've never been to Massachusetts, but I've heard about the lack of heat. So while the temperature change from Florida is a shock, it isn't wholly unexpected. Still, as I shiver in my tank top, the light breeze blowing across my arms, I can't help but wish I had stayed behind, instead of choosing to follow my family to their new home in Bloomsburg. But I can't stand the thought of not being a phone call away if they need me. My father is a workaholic, even more so after my mother's death. And without me around, my 16-year-old brother Jonathan would be all alone. I've always been a daddy's girl, even though he makes it difficult. I'd hoped after the move that he'd slow down, make more time for his family instead of constantly searching for the next big thing to sink his teeth into. But Peter Michaels is never one to settle. His thirst for new ventures overpowers his ache for a family connection. Being named the Forbes top businessman for the 5th year in a row means he has a lot of opportunity in that regard. And being the owner of the biggest airline in the Western Hemisphere means he has lots of funding for said opportunities. Nev Airland, if you can dream it, we can fly you there. We should go out tonight, my friend Angie says as she wipes down the counters at the Vanilla Bean, the coffee shop where we both work. And do what? I ask. Honestly, I was hoping to just head home and relax. I've only been here for a little over a month, and I've been working so much that I haven't had a night to spend with Jonathan. Although he's in the teen stage of, I don't need anyone or anything, so he may not want me around anyway. She shrugs. I don't know. A couple of the girls were talking about heading to the Jolly Roger. I scrunch my nose, both at her use of the girls and at the name of wherever she's talking about. Oh, come on, Wendy. You've been here for almost 2 months and you haven't gone out with me once. She sticks out her bottom lip, her hands coming together in prayer. Shaking my head, I sigh. I don't think you're friends like me. That's not true, she insists. They just don't know you yet. You have to actually come out with us for that? I don't know, Angie. My teeth sink into my bottom lip. My dad's out of town, and he doesn't like it when I go out and draw attention. She rolls her eyes. You're 20, girl. Cut the cord. I give her a half-hearted smile. She, like most people, can't understand what it's like being Peter Michael's daughter. Even if I wanted to, there is no cutting the cord. His power and influence reach every corner of the universe, and there isn't anything or anyone that escapes his control. Or if there is, I've never met them. The bell above the front door chimes, Angie's friend Maria walking in, her long black hair glinting off the overhead lighting as she saunters to us. My brows rise as I glance at her, then back to Angie. What kind of place is gonna let a 20-year-old in anyway? Don't you have a fake ID?